Somebody once told me you like movie trivia. So, for this week's Dorky Geeky Nerdy, I've got Shrek trivia. Not just the first movie, but the whole franchise. If you want scorecards or more trivia content, visit the show's website, dorkygeekynerdy.com. If you're a fan of my audiobooks, stick around after the questions. I have a new book to tell you about. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 323 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and it's time to get into that trivia swamp. The Dorky Round. Number 1. As of 2025, and not counting the spin-offs, how many Shrek movies have there been? Four. A fifth movie is coming in 2026. Number 2. Who voices the titular Shrek? Mike Myers. Number 3. Who voices Princess Fiona? Cameron Diaz. Number 4. Shrek is what kind of fantasy creature? He's an ogre. Number 5. Who voices the sidekick, Donkey? Eddie Murphy. Number 6. Who voices the other sidekick, Puss in Boots? Antonio Banderas. Number 7. What Monty Python alum voiced Fiona's father, Harold? John Cleese. Number 8. What film and Broadway star voiced Fiona's mother, Lillian? Julie Andrews. Number 9. Opening in 2003, Shrek 4D ran at what U.S. amusement parks? Universal Studios, one in Hollywood and the other in Orlando. Number 10. What is the name of the third Shrek film? Don't overthink it. It's Shrek the Third. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What Shrek adaptation ran from 2008 to 2010? Shrek the Musical. Number 2. What song was sung by the fairy godmother during the climax of Shrek 2? Holding Out for a Hero. Number 3. What Academy Award-winning actor played the villainous Lord Farquaad? John Lithgow. Number 4. What Smash Mouth song was used for the opening credits of the first Shrek film. All-Star. Number 5. Speaking of Smash Mouth, the band covered what Monkees song for the end of the film? I'm a Believer. Number 6. Fiona comes from what fantasy realm? Far, Far Away. Number 7. What movie studio produces the films? DreamWorks Pictures. Number 8. What Saturday Night Live actor initially voiced Shrek but died before recording was finished? Chris Farley. Number 9. Farquaad ruled over what fictional realm? Duloc. Number 10. What was the name of the second Puss in Boots movie? Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Who wrote the book that the movies are loosely based on? William Steig. Number 2. What Shrek Halloween special was released in 2010? Scared Shrekless. Number 3. What Emmy Award-winning actress will voice Felicia, Shrek and Fiona's daughter, in the upcoming 5th movie? Zendaya. Number 4. In what year did the film Shrek debut? 2001. Number 5. The films are the second highest grossing animated franchise after what other DreamWorks franchise? Despicable Me. Number 6. What director bought the rights to the book in 1991? Steven Spielberg. Number 7. What Shrek Christmas special was released in 2007? Shrek the Halls. Number 8. Director and animator Conrad Vernon voices several characters in the series, including what animated confection? The Gingerbread Man. Number 9. What actor was going to have a role in Shrek, but they refused to work with the producer, Jeffrey Katzenberg? Robin Williams. Williams had a bitter falling out with Katzenberg following the film Aladdin. Number 10. Who was originally set to voice Princess Fiona alongside Farley's Shrek? Janine Garofalo. She's never been given a reason why she was fired. And we're back in the swamp, home sweet home. How did you do? Anyone out there excited for the next movie? My kids grew up on Shrek, and now they're all adults. Maybe the series will get a bump from a second generation of fans. I mentioned at the top of the show that I have a new audiobook out. Hammer to Fall is book 2 in the Uncommon Bond series by William E. Noland. The first book, Playing with Fire, got a lot of people hooked, and I'm thrilled to have book number 2 available. Go to thevoicesinmyhead.com/bonds and you'll find links to both books. I'll be back next week with some video game trivia. I know you all like those episodes. Here's a hint. What 1991 video game character was created to compete with Nintendo's Mario? I never quite had the eye-hand coordination to play these very well, but my son loved them. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 323 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Having just moved from Germany, Lotta is new to South B High School, where Eric is trapped with her as his German tutor. Despite being somewhat dazzled by her unusual beauty and keen intelligence, he quickly realizes there may be more to her crabby demeanor and the scary black circles under her eyes than anyone realizes. The unlikely couple must discover the mysterious source of Lotta's debilitating nightmares before madness overtakes her. Uncommon Bonds, a supernatural series written by William E. Noland and narrated by Brian Rollins. Playing with Fire and Hammer to Fall. Books 1 and 2 of the series are available now on audiobook. Available on Spotify and everywhere else audiobooks are sold.